Make a place at the table there for Gryffria Llywarch and his son, Anion.
Well, brother, you've an eloquent tongue,
my lord.
And you've used it to free your Lord Berenger's prime suspect. I hope you've another to offer in his place.
Dead Man's Ransom by Ellis Peters. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and narrated by Michael Kitchen. With Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile, Jonathan Taffler as Hugh Berenger, and Susanna York as Sister Magdalene. Episode 5, A Helping Hand.
It is the year of grace 1141. Brother Cadvile has journeyed to Wales in search of clues to the murderer of the Lord Gilbert Prescott, Sheriff of Shrewsbury. And at Tregarrig Manor, in the company of Owain, Prince of Gwynedd, he has found some, at least, of what he was seeking.
Well, he was never guilty, not in my eyes, but gossip had him tried and hanged and buried.
As it had young Ellis up Cannan before him.
And will again, now that Anion's free of the charge.
Yeah, it's a strong case. Ellis was seen stooping over the body.
But you believe his claim that he wanted to speak for the man's daughter?
I do.
And so do I. But you're right, brother. It is a strong case against him.
Well, perhaps I can weaken it. Mm. There's something else I came here to seek. When I find it, I'll have found the killer. Or be close to him, at least.
What is this thing?
It's the cloth that was used to smother Prescott. No ordinary cloth. I have its traces. Very careful. The least draft could blow the threads away.
Wool, is it?
And two colours, or three.
These lamps foil the eye.
We must try in the morning.
Yes. Yes, we look by God's light. Ours is too feeble.
Where is he?
My lord, I told you all I know.
Well, he was gone when you woke up.
Yes.
I should have put you both in a cell.
Lord Berenger trusted us.
So his deputy should have done the same. Not all men think alike about murderers.
Ellis is no murderer.
Then why has he flown all guilty in the night?
If he's guilty, why wait till now to fly? He could have gone long since. And why choose a night when half the castle's up and about?
Then explain what he's done. And be quick about it. I have no time for this.
My lord, what's happened? Why is everybody so agitated?
Are you telling me you don't know? Your countrymen are swarming again, burning and looting.
Oh,
is that
God.
It? Eh? Has he broken out to join
No.
them? He's gone to join the killing. Our sheriff wasn't enough for
No!
him.
No! Sergeant, wait for me here.
My lord.
You.
Cadvile. What the devil are you doing here?
Bringing news to you, among other things.
If it's news of Cadwallader's rebels, save your breath. They sent word overnight from the castle.
So urgent? For a handful of raiders?
A handful? 100 or more.
Dear God.
And they'll be on the move again as soon as it's full light. I must report to the prince, then we ride to meet them.
Well, you need fresh horses. Provisions, too. I'll pass the word while you see Owain.
Look, Cadvile.
You.
What?
If I can finish my business here, I'll ride with you. If you'll have me.
With all my heart.
Where have they reached, these rebels? Where are they headed?
Along the Minsterley Valley.
To what, the nunnery? Don't you see? That's where he's gone.
Unarmed, on foot.
He wouldn't think of that. Or of pledges, or honour, or danger. He'd only think of her.
The Lady Mellicent, but she turned against
him. He loves her. And she's in peril. He'll rescue her if he can, and then he'll come back and give himself up and face his fate. I pledge my own life on it.
You were his bond, remember. Your life's already forfeit.
You're mustering to ride?
Of course.
Then take me with you. Give me a horse and a sword, and I'll fight for you. Put a man at my side to strike me dead if I make a false step, and after the battle, hang me from the nearest tree if Ellis proves traitor.
Lad, if your cousin had been half the man you are...
Why can't you understand? Why can anyone understand? He's better than me. 1,000 times better.
Brother Cadvile?
Here, child.
They said you'd come this way. Brother, is it true? Alice has found an English lady and he loves her.
It's true.
And I'm free. Everything's mended and no grudges born.
Ah, you mustn't build too high. It's by no means certain he'll get what he wants.
At least he knows now what it is to want. He knows what Elliot and I know. Brother, what are you doing? Are you leaving?
I'm away with Hugh Bellinger and his men.
Oh, he's a fine animal.
I had the pick of the Abbey stables.
Then you picked well. He doesn't look out of place, does he? And there's some of the best horses in Wales here. My Elliot is squire to the Lord Issel, did you know?
I knew. And a good job he makes of it, I'll be bound.
Of course. Better than him, at any rate. He doesn't know a harness from a headscarf.
Good morning to you, brother. My lady.
God be with you, lad. Hey. That's a rich cloth.
Yes, sir.
May I see it?
Brother?
I suppose so. You'd better not touch.
I just want to look. Ah. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Handsome, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
But handsome beast. You see the bay there?
This is his tack, and his alone.
It'd cost me a beating if I put it on any other.
Your master's so severe?
He is where his horse is concerned. No one touches this gear but him.
Who is your master, then, lad?
He's the prince's captain, the Lord Ethel.
A monk who deals with princes and their lords and rides into battle?
Oh, I go to heal and to comfort, nothing more. My lord, I have one last question.
Ask it.
Must the only ransom for a murdered man be the life of the murderer? Must there be another death? Welsh law allows for paying of a blood price.
Gilbert Prescott didn't live by Welsh law. I can't ask him to die by it. What value is a blood price to his widow or his children?
It doesn't have to be paid in gold or cattle or land. What of penitence and shame and grief?
Those are not within my writ.
But justice is.
Shouldn't we look again at your threads, brother?
They are of no importance now.
This morning's light proved adequate.
God's light. Yes, my lord.
If I leave the matter to your care, brother...
The price shall be paid. You have my word.
Then I place it in your hands.
My lord.
But for my sake and others, carry it carefully. May God speed you on your journey.
Take that linen through to the chapel. We can house any injured men in there. The tapestries can serve as sheets if we need more. Fetch some down, just in case. The medicines better stay in the lobby. We may need them out in the field. Bring all the knives and scissors you can find. And take the gold to Mother Mariana's cell.
Sister yes. Madeline?
Child, haven't I given you a task?
Fetch the keys to the cellars. I've done it.
Thank you.
What should I do now?
What I'm going to do. Save your breath and your strength. We'll need them both in the next couple of hours. Come and sit with me in the window. Let's see how the men are faring outside. I still wonder if I shouldn't have sent you away to safety.
I'm not afraid.
The more fool you. It's generations of being afraid, and with good reason, that have taught us how to defend this place. Well,
what?
It seems that we have one more ally than we knew.
There. That'll do it.
The next.
The next. No, you leave that to me.
Good day to you, lad.
Sister. Good day.
Your English has improved since last time we met.
Yes. I'm sorry.
And your loyalty, too, so it seems.
I came to warn you about the raiders, but they said you already knew and I'd be more use out here. Sister, is she in there? Mellicent.
Safe and well.
Safe?
With God's help and yours and these other good souls.
Does she know I'm here?
She does. And what you're doing?
Will she speak to me?
I tried. She wouldn't come. But leave her to think a while, and who knows? Now, John, does this man have a blade?
Aye, sister, a hatchet.
Well, let's hope this time he turns it on the enemy and not himself.
Sister.
Later, lad.
These flurries never take long. But what comes after lasts a lifetime. Yours and hers. And you take care of Ellis Atkinnon, and I'll take care of Mendicent. Now, you best go to ground. They'll be here soon.
They came in the manner of robbers and raiders, not openly, but by way of the thick cover downstream. But they were deceived, these Welshmen, if they thought their approach undetected. 20 woodsmen lay in cover, some with bows at the ready, some with pikes and stakes and hatchets. Every man of the 20 braced himself, and knew only too well how great a threat he faced. For the right moment, they waited. And the Welshmen gathered for their final attack on the brook and the holy enclave beyond.
Cowards! Cowards! Stand and turn!
One man had risen out of the bushes. A young man, tall and resolute and heroic and absurd.
Stand and turn, I say! Oh, they'll sing your courage for this! The men of Powys who do battle with holy women!
We left you spewing water! What are you? A lich spit of the English now?
A match for you and better!
You alone?
No! Not alone! Elliot! Never alone!
And then it began. The forest bowmen drew and loosed. The rebel brigands charged. And battle was joined.
What?
Down! Oh!
Alan Herbert's men swept down from the east, and Hugh Beringer's from the west, and the rebels floundered at the twin onslaught. The great clash of hammer on anvil, with themselves cracked between, demoralized the Welsh, and the Battle of Godric's Ford did not last long.
Hedwile, look.
Go on, Norton, with you.
Elliot and Ellis were clamped in each other's arms, a single mighty arrow transfixing their bodies, pinned inseparably together, their blood mingling as it flowed. The fosterlings were made true brothers at last.
I stand away now.
What are you doing?
He has to break the head off the arrow.
As near the flesh as I can. There. Now it should pull out. All right, we can separate them now. Help me, Hugh.
Right here.
Now we have a good view.
I saw it from the window. Elliot threw himself in front of him just as the archer drew. Oh, he must love him so much.
We have seen great love here today.
Elliot broke free from his guard when he heard Ellis shouting. And it was he who persuaded them to come straight here. If they hadn't.
Right.
Cadwal.
Ellis has let a lot of blood, but his body's sound.
He'll live?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Amen.
And Elliot? Cadwal? Cadwal?
Come in, Maglin. God knows you won't disturb him.
I brought you something to eat.
Oh.
Why don't you go and rest?
Not yet. You must be tired.
I've no time for such luxuries.
So what's the toll?
Broken ribs, fractured arm, lots of...
Tired and old, Magdalen. How's Ellis?
We put him in the next chamber. He has his own guardian.
Mellicent.
She's not left his side. One happy ending to all this horror.
Yes. One at least. To speak.
Get me a priest.
What?
Oh, I have death in my mouth, brother.
Lie still.
I must be heard before I die.
You're not dying. The world has need of you yet.
I must still be heard.
If you've left him, he must have improved.
He's sleeping a normal sleep.
Did he wake? Did he speak?
He spoke. He confessed.
Confessed? To what?
To the murder of my father.
Mellicent.
I heard voices from the next room. I stood by the doorway.
And heard everything?
Everything.
Come here, child. Sit with us.
Ellis would be dead now if it wasn't for Elliot. And he's a murderer.
But he was never meant to be. And he's been tormenting himself for it every minute since.
What will happen now?
I've sent a messenger to Shrewsbury. Hugh will be back before the day's out.
He's making it up. He's afraid that I might still be charged.
No. I killed him.
I don't believe it. And anyway, there's no proof.
Gilbert Prescott was smothered with a rich fabric. Blue and rose with a gold thread. Lord Ithell's saddle cloth. It was in Elliot's charge.
On my arm. But when I went to fetch the cloak, on my arm, just by chance.
It wasn't planned, Ellis. It was pure accident, put all the ingredients together. The cloth. The old man, so still, hardly breathing. Such a short step to go.
So I killed. And God knows I'm sorry for it.
God knows it indeed.
But why, child? Why did you kill?
Because if Prescott had got home alive, then Ellis would have been freed.
And would have married Christina, the woman you love.
You know.
So you killed. And then Ellis told you he loved the Lady Mellicent.
Oh my God.
Too late. You told me too late. It was for nothing. I murdered for nothing. Put you at risk for nothing.
Cousin.
Did he try to stop you, Ellis? From going to see Prescott?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He needed someone to discover the body.
But not you, cousin. Not you. Oh.
Right. Easy now.
Why not me?
It would have been put down as cunning. Hiding your guilt by raising the cry yourself.
Yes.
He chose me in the end. And had to kick over a stool to make me look closely enough. His devil still had him by the hand. Another man might never have noticed the signs of murder.
Not a devil. An angel. I'm glad to be rid of all the lies. Ellis.
Cousin.
You would have suffered come what may. God help me, cousin. I loved you. But I loved her more. Oh.
Well, I'm listening. Say what you have to say.
He made a full and free confession before ever a finger was pointed at him. He was desperate to do justice to all, especially Ellis. I swear to you, this is true. You know me, Hugh.
And I take your word absolutely. But this was no hot-blooded squall blown up in a moment. This was an old man, wounded and sick.
You think this was cold-blooded? You're wrong. The boy was half mad with this hopeless love, God forgive him. Chance showed him a thread so thin it could be severed by a breath. Dear God, Hugh, have you never done one unworthy thing on impulse that shamed you after?
I've never killed an old man in his bed.
I'm Welsh, and you're English. We recognize degrees.
In killing. Degrees in killing.
Yes. Even there.
This was an honorable man. This was my lord. You were a soldier once. Have you forgotten what that means?
We've had word from Owain Gwynedd. He's sending men to take Ellis back home. Is he up to the journey?
Yes. They're both doing well. They're young.
Do you know what he said to Mother Mariana?
Hugh, of course not. And no more should you, if it was said in seclusion.
I wish to God it could be taken out of my hands, he said.
The boy's no monster. Hugh knows it. One mortal error.
It's a wish that might be worth praying for, don't you think?
Magdalene?
Cadvile. If you ask for nothing, you deserve nothing. I'll see you in the chapel.
At dawn the next morning, they took Ellis ap Cynan, warm wrapped against the winter's chill, and deep asleep on his litter, back to Wales. Mother Mariana herself rose to bless their journey, and the whole enclosure gathered to watch them depart.
You shouldn't have got up. You're worn out.
I wanted to see him safely away.
Of course.
And I still have another patient to tend.
This early?
Well, the best help is often given at unexpected hours.
Advile.
And prayers are sometimes answered with remarkable speed. Why don't we go together to see how Elliot fares?
Just a moment. Brother Cadfile, good morning.
Good morning to you, my lady.
You're not surprised to find me here?
Watching over my patient for me? No, I'm not surprised. Should I be, Master Ellis ap Cynan?
Who helped you?
No one. I made the plan myself.
We made the plan.
I'll ask you again. Who helped you?
No one helped. Millicent knew, but she didn't take part.
The villagers who carried him out to the litter. The men who were taking him home.
We look alike, everyone says it. Nobody knew it was him and not me.
What of the man himself?
Elliot knew nothing. He would never have agreed to it. I gave him poppy syrup, enough to knock out two men.
Poppy syrup?
Which I stole from Brother Cadfile. You must deal with me and me alone, my lord. Whatever the law demands of Elliot, do it to me.
Ellis ap Cynan. When you're fit to ride, I suggest you follow your cousin home. I have no charge to make against you. Why hang him? What would be served? How much did you know?
Nothing.
Not until the deed was done.
And how much did you guess and connive at? What will happen to him?
He'll live and carry his penance with him lifelong. And he'll marry his Christina.
Will she still have him when she knows?
There's no crime will drive her away. And there'll be no peace for prince, nor priest, nor parent until they're married. You're back to Shrewsbury.
And then to Wales again. Rout the rebels for good and all. You?
I'll stay here till the lad's properly back on his feet. Then home.
Where doubtless you'll continue to meddle in affairs that are none of your concern.
I'd say there was every chance.
Farewell to you, Cadvile.
God be with you, my friend. Tanatona, sir.
Well, brother, what have we done, the two of us?
Made the best of a great ill. What more could we do?
They say that only God has the privilege of bestowing mercy.
Yes, that's what they say. But even God needs a helping hand, every now and again. Come on. Let's go in together.
Dead Man's Ransom was written by Ellis Peters and dramatized by Bert Cools. The narrator was Michael Kitchen. It featured Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile, Jonathan Taffler as Hugh, Susanna York as Sister Magdalene, Jason Hughes as Ellis, Katie Odie as Lady Mellicent, Sean Probert as Owain, Mark Lewis Jones as Eliud, Sean Prendergast as Ithel and Herbert, Siobhan Flynn as Christina, and David Holt as the lad. The music was by Peter Salem, the producer, Neil Cargill.